In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Brethren in Christ, since the month of September, this month is dedicated to the fellowship of Saint John the Divine, this morning I will speak on behalf of the members and officers of this organization. This fellowship, which is one of the main organizations within this archdiocese, is called to be an organization of spiritual renewal and regeneration, to follow exactly what Saint Paul has said this morning: the new creation is everything. We as Christian Orthodox, we believe that the old things are passed away. What old things? We mean sins and impieties. Sin is mortified and righteousness has risen. The old life has been made to vanish. Therefore, there is a new life to be lived by all of you, by all the believers. But when also we hear about a new life, we look also for a wide change and alteration in our lives. And this wide change requires a new soul. First, it requires a renewed or a new soul. A soul that is cleansed and reconciled to Christ. And God has given us the ministry of reconciliation, making us friends to Himself. And in His friendship to us, Christ became the cause of our reconciliation. Second, we need a new flesh or a new body. By the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our flesh, we are sanctified. This means that the sinner becomes chaste. The covetous man merciful, and the harsh subdued. Third, we need a new worship. All the Old Testament, the Judaic observances have been replaced by a new worship in our church. Instead of the Jerusalem below, we are received a mother city which is above. And instead of a material temple, we have seen a spiritual temple. Instead of tables of stones, we have a flesh temples. Instead of circumcision, as you heard this morning, we have baptism. Instead of the manna in the desert, we have the Lord's body. Instead of water from the rock, we have a blood coming from His side. Instead of Moses or Aaron's rod, we have the cross. Instead of the promised land, we have the kingdom of heaven. And instead of thousands and thousands of priests and rabbis, we have one high priest, who is Jesus Christ. And instead of a lamb without reason, we have a spiritual lamb. And on the personal level, we have a spiritual worship which we have to live in Christ. And the fourth element are the new promises and the new covenant. God has contracted with us a new covenant, a new testament, in order that we become ambassadors of Christ on earth. Therefore, we are ambassadors on behalf of Jesus Christ. Because we have succeeded to his functions in a new covenant. Therefore, we have to live the spirit of this covenant and in this New Testament. If we are sure of being a new creation and know clearly this truth, why delay? Why shrink back and hesitate? Tears come into the eyes of the new generation, and they groan deeply to think how great righteousness is required of them, and how what apathy may have yielded themselves up to, going back after their baptism to oldness they had before and returning to the material life. For at the very moment of our illumination, at our baptism, we undergo a change, and therefore we should not take up our former doings again. This newness is set for our whole life. This is a great challenge to each one of us. We are challenged not to go back to our former vomit and heave. Therefore, after the youth of grace building up, we should not go back to the old age of sins. When we become charged with great distortion of mind and forgetfulness, we become an easy prey to the devil. Such then are the souls of the sinners, and not so those of righteous, for they are youthful and well favored and are ready every day for any fight or any struggle. Therefore, the calling of this organization of St. John the Divine to us is to stay renewed. Let us keep the Spirit of God alive in us, lest we become slothful, indolent, and sluggish over the length of our journey to God. For if we are willing, the way of life is easy and very speedy. Only let us leave the old land of slothfulness, for this is what sin is, drawing us far away from the newness of life. Let us leave our old habits, that we may speedily renew ourselves in Christ. For Christ has a natural yearning towards us and will honor us if we are engaged in this renewal. the question which is left to every one of us, I'm leaving you with this question: how am I going to renew myself again in the light of what God has made all things new? Amen.